This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, as we officially kick off summer on the calendar, water is always a concern for livestock. How much water does a critter need from cows to horses?
For cows, it's going to depend upon the size and also what stage they are, whether they're gestating or lactating, and then the environmental temperature as well. So if we think about a mature cow that's, say, in the first 60 days of lactation, and she might be a 1,500-pound cow somewhere in there, and if the temperature gets up around between 80, 90 degrees, we're talking about a daily water intake of 20, 25 gallons per head per day.
All right, good stuff, James. And hey, we'll have more on water when we come back.
Talk about a win-win. It's the best frozen pizza in the region and here to help you reach your organization fundraising goal. Ole and Lena's Pizzeria offers more than 30 unique and delicious flavors. We also offer premium soups, cookies, and desserts. We drive anywhere in North Dakota to drop off your order for no charge. On average, each organization earns about 34% of their gross sales. Check out our website at oleandlinas.pizza or call us at 218-998-6537. Italian spice, Norwegian nice. That's Ole and Lena's Pizzeria.
Skydancer Casino and Resort presents a night of gaming and entertainment with country superstar Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts. Join him for an outdoor concert July 12th. Tickets for this country superstar are only $70, but will increase to $75 30 days before the show. So go to SkyDancerCasino.com to buy your tickets early and save.
Talking water for livestock today with James Rogers. And James, testing the water quality is crucial, I know. Tell us more about that.
Well, water is an essential nutrient for animals, for game, for bodily functions, to keep cell function going correctly. We need a certain amount of water, as we discussed earlier. But also the quality of that water is very important. So in North Dakota, we're concerned about several things with our water quality. We're concerned about total dissolved solids, nitrates, bacteria blooms in our water. We can get those tested. There's various labs that can test these various levels for concentrations. And also your county extension agent has water testing kits, and they also have electrical conductivity meters that they can use to give an estimate of total digestible solids.
Good stuff as always, James. Thanks for that. And that concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Ole and Lena's Pizzeria. Italian spice, Norwegian nice. By Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky's the limit. And enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.